As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladejo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
But let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So you can now see, when we talk about warfare, he didn't say, my brethren, take a stand against the enemy. No, be strong in the Lord. So that means all I need to be a threat to the kingdom of darkness is to know the Lord. That is where I need to fortify. Where we need fortification is knowing God. My conviction in him has got to be reinforced. My commitment to his pleasure has got to be strengthened. Be strong in the Lord. I've got to build my inner man and reinforce my inner man through the understanding of the word. Praise God. Be strengthened with might by the Spirit in our inner man, so that Christ may dwell in us by faith, and you be rooted and grounded in love. That is the key to warfare. That is the key to prevailing against the enemy. Many at times the church doesn't even know the devils. And when, while Paul was teaching about warfare, you see the next verse, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that what? Ye may be able to stand against what? Against the wiles. The word wiles is taken from the Greek word methodia. It means scheme. It means subtlety. Praise God. Subtlety. That is what we are supposed to engage in. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to what? That we may be able to what? Withstand the wiles of the enemy. You know why we need to be strong in the Lord? By being strong in the Lord, faith is built in us. Faith, there's no faith without the reinforcement of our conviction of God's will. When the unseen realities of God becomes our natural habitat. Praise God. And we're being strong in God's will, the love of God. We're being furnished with his love. When we're being strong in God's will, we're being strong in the Lord, discernment. We become prophetically inclined. Praise God. Because that's what you need to overcome the enemy, to engage in combat in the spirit. What you need are the divine attributes. They are the capabilities that are entrenched in the nature, praise God, and likeness of God. By being like him, we receive the ability to overcome the enemy. Praise God. So that's the reason why we can deal with his, we can handle his schemes and his subtlety. The devil will not come like a seven-headed monstrous being. He's not going to come like that. It will really, it suddenly comes like that. That's what the church does. The enemy seldomly will come in a scary way. evil spirit, they've changed their tactic. They will come speaking Queen's English. They're going to come. They strategize from the boardroom. They don't hold meeting under the water anymore. Praise God. When we talk about their outfit, they put on three-piece suit. So it's the what I'm trying to say, in other words, is that the enemy is subtle. You cannot decipher the activities of darkness by holding it on face value. Praise God. So when the enemy comes against you, it probably will use somebody to trample on your ego. And then it's like you're making a decision, never again. And then the devil says, that's exactly what we need. You're making a decision. You're hasty in making a decision. You're making a decision because your ego has been terrorized because of insecurity. Out of that sense of insecurity, out of sense of bitterness, create bitter, trigger offense. When you see offense, you see, for people who are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, they can see through when the enemy is up to something. You can see through because you are discerning. If your love level is so low that provocation is a basis for retaliation, you have lost the battle. Praise God. So that's the reason why in teaching us warfare, what Paul was teaching us is spiritual reinforcement. Our reinforcement with the attribute of God and likeness of attribute of Christ likeness. You have to be strong in the Lord. You have to keep developing your discernment. So that's why you spend time in prayer. You don't spend time in prayer so that God will solve your problem. You spend time in prayer so that you will touch him the more. You spend time in prayer to develop your inner man. We spend time in the world so that we'll be fed and we'll be built up. Praise God. And the consequence of our spiritual capacity building will be that we have been equipped with what it entails to unravel the schemes of the enemy. It is only then, afterward, that Paul talked about battling, that he talked about contests. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So there's a place for wrestling. Warfare is meant to be territorial, praise God. And warfare simply means that we are expanding the influence of God in the earth every time the wiles of the enemy is judged. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.